The Mitchell Gallery at St. John's College in Annapolis is presenting an exhibition called Jacob Lawrence, Three Series of Prints. And this will be through December 18th. And it is my pleasure to have on the line the art educator of the Mitchell Gallery, Lucinda Edenberg. It's great to welcome you back to WBJC, albeit remotely, Lucinda. Thanks for being there.
Thank you for hosting us.
And, of course, this whole COVID-19 response must have had a tremendous impact on how you are able to get your exhibitions out to your audiences. How are you managing that?
Well, we are presenting our exhibitions online, and the Jacob Lawrence exhibition is just so perfect, the political, emotional, social climate. And we planned this out, you know, a couple of years ago, having no idea this is what we would be facing. But we're also very lucky in the sense that these are silkscreen prints, and so they're flat, geometric shapes, and so they translate very well on the computer screen.
And you were mentioning the sort of personal aspect of it. I know that he is taking really important issues like, you know, lessons from history or civil rights confrontations, and yet imparting his own experience and scenes of daily life within that.
Well, it's interesting. He grew up in Harlem. He uses that environment a lot for his works. Even when he moved to Seattle and taught at University of Washington and lived in a more affluent neighborhood, he expressed discomfort in being there in still predominantly white neighborhoods. But he's not angry about these things. You know, he's got a strong message, and these silkscreens that we have are particularly moving because they are based on text. So it's an interpretation of Genesis from attending the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, which at one time was the largest Baptist congregation in the world. And then, you know, the heroism and determination of Toussaint, you know, Louverture in leading this Haitian revolution against Napoleon. And then finally, you know, the touching narrative by John Hersey of Hiroshima is just gripping. It's just absolutely gripping, and they're all good reads.
You were mentioning that you were planning this exhibition 2 years ago, and so not only did you not know about the COVID-19 response, but you also didn't know that we would yet again be at a kind of crossroads in terms of racial issues. So this is sadly, a very topical exhibition. What is the best way that people can see these works online then, Lucinda?
Okay, so what we've done, since there's three series, we're presenting them each as an individual exhibition. So if you go to our website, then you can pull up the Jacob Lawrence, and what's up right now is Genesis, and it's a series of 8 prints. And you can click onto it, and you can have it fill your screen. And there are events that we would normally have in the gallery. They're just online. We've got lots of things happening. It's just a different format.
So the website is sjc.edu. Navigate to Annapolis and then to Mitchell Gallery. And this is for the exhibition of 31 graphic works created between 1971 and 1997 by the African-American artist Jacob Lawrence. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the art educator of the Mitchell Gallery, Lucinda Edenberg. Thank you so much, and really good luck with all these new dynamics.
Oh, thank you very much.